It's time to get inside the Giants huddle.
Huddle up.
On Giants.com.
Here we go.
And the Giants mobile app.
Get them in there. Let's go.
Part of the Giants podcast network.
Welcome to another edition of the Giants Huddle podcast. From now until training camp, we'll have a series of player interviews. We've split them up by position to kind of give you a feel of where this Giants team is heading into training camp of 2022. Just as a reminder, you can find the Giants Huddle podcast on your favorite podcast platforms, on the Giants mobile app, and at Giants.com/podcasts. Today, we're going to talk to two Giant quarterbacks, starter Daniel Jones and backup Davis Webb. First up, Daniel Jones. All right, now we're joined by Giants quarterback Daniel Jones. Daniel, how are you, man?
I'm doing well, John. How are you?
Doing great. So we're at the end of the spring here. You guys have finished all your off-season workout programs and all that stuff. What do you guys think you've accomplished as an offense?
I think the most important thing is putting in the system, putting in the, kind of laying the foundation for, what the offense is and everyone learning it, understanding the verbiage, understanding how we're going to communicate, and getting an understanding of the plays and how we want to run them. So we've gotten some valuable reps with all that stuff, and I feel like we've made some good progress. A lot of work still to be done.
Is this at all similar to any other system you've been in, either college or NFL?
I'd say there's probably, some similarities here and there with every system, but I'd say for the most part it's pretty different, I think. And, I think most guys would say that. And, there's a lot to learn. And like I said, we've made some good progress this spring.
Do you see some of the West Coast stuff you did with Coach Shurmur? Because Kafka's coming from Andy Reid. That's a West Coast system. Is there anything that's coming from there that maybe looks a little similar to you or no?
There's some concepts here and there. Mm-hmm. I think, when you look across the league, a lot of teams are running similar plays and similar concepts. So you see stuff like that show up. But, for the most part, it's, pretty different.
What have been the major differences and maybe the major challenges for you to having to adjust to some of the new things they're asking you to do in this system?
I think the verbiage is completely different, so learning that and learning how we're going to call plays, how we're going to, memorizing terms and certain words that mean, a series of things and understanding all that. So that's been, primarily what we're focused on this spring. And like I said, we're doing well.
The one thing wide receivers have mentioned to me is that they have a little bit more freedom to maybe adjust what they're doing based on what the defense shows, right? So as you start to try to do that and you gain more confidence, how have you guys tried to get on the same page? So both of you are seeing the same thing and you're going to anticipate what they're going to do based on what the defense is showing.
Yeah, I think that, ultimately comes down to just reps. You can obviously there needs to be the conversations and the meetings and watching film. You talk through certain situations and if this happens, we'll do this. If this happens, we'll do something else. But, the most valuable thing you can do when you're trying to figure out that is – play football and get the reps on the field, run the same play against a number of different coverages, a number of different looks. That gives you the chance to make those corrections to say, we want to do this in this situation next time. So that's been big for us. I think, this offense gives receivers a lot of freedom and gives them the power to get open, to win. I think they've really embraced that and done well so far this spring.
Now, you've grown a lot so far in your career. What was your focus, aside from learning the offense, technically as a quarterback? What were some of the major things you were trying to improve on heading into this year for you?
I think they talk about, playing the position starts with your feet, and I think that's true. I think, focus on some of that stuff, more fundamental stuff, and keeping my feet, tighter and in a position to where I can get the ball out of my hands as quick as possible once I make a decision. So I think that's, probably was the biggest thing for me.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Are you excited just seeing what this offense looks like on paper, what you've been able to do on the field in the spring, seeing how your skill set can fit into what Coach Kafka and Coach Dable are asking you to do?
Yeah, I am excited. I think when you look at you know, both those guys, the success they've had on offense, you know, and places they've been, I think you know, that's been fun to watch, and you know, it's exciting for all of us to be a part of that, and we understand there's a lot of work to do, you know, before we get there, but we're excited of, you know, what we can be.
And I know you last year talked a lot about trying to make more explosive plays, make the offense more explosive. Do you see those opportunities in the way they're trying to do things and some of the improvement in the personnel in front of you where you're going to have more opportunities to make some of those explosive plays?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when you talk about creating explosive plays, that's about everyone, you know, doing their job and mm-hmm. not necessarily not feeling like they have to do more than their job. And, you know, if everyone executes and does the right thing, you know, that's when those opportunities come. So I think we're in a good position. I think guys have come in with the right mindset this spring, worked hard, and you know, looking forward to getting back at it at training camp.
So what's the next step then when you guys do get back at training camp at the end of July? Based on what you've done in the spring, what's the next step of progression as you kind of delve deeper into this offense?
I think it's you know, continuing to pile reps on top and continuing to work through it. You know, I think there's a lot, like I said, there's a lot to be done, and you know, I think just playing ball, practicing, playing well, and getting those reps is the most important thing.
Now, you've had a lot of moving parts in the spring, too. A lot of the guys that might be your number one wide receivers in the season have not been on the field as much in the spring. Are you looking forward to getting a consistent set of receivers with you in the summer when everyone gets back?
I am, yeah. I think, you know, I think the time on the practice field, you know, together, building that chemistry, getting certain looks, you know, working through everything, I think that's important. So I'm looking forward to getting out there with everyone.
Daniel, we can't wait to see it.
All right, thanks, John.
We look forward to seeing the end of July. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Giants season tickets are on sale now for the 2022 season. In addition to ticket savings, membership benefits include access to exclusive events, experiences, pre-sales, and more. You can lock in your seats starting at just $100. Call 888-NYG-1925 or visit giants.com/tickets for more information. Now we're joined by Giants quarterback Davis Webb. Davis, man, it's good to see you. How are you?
Very good. Excited to be back. And, you know, I miss New Jersey, New York area.
Are you getting back into your old spots or what?
Yeah, I've been looking a lot in Hoboken. Rents, people moving in and moving out have been pretty crazy around here.
Dude, the housing market's ridiculous.
Yeah. So just trying to get with a couple of realtors and make a decision.
Very good, man. So how has it been coming down here with Brian Dable and being back? It must feel kind of different but kind of the same.
Yeah, it's nice to see, you know, the cafeteria staff, the training staff, a few guys upstairs in the front office, same custodian. So it's good to see those guys. Only three teammates were here when I was here.
Only three left,
yeah,
huh?
So Saquon, Shep, and Nick Gates. So those are the only three that I was with. But I met a few guys over the years playing elsewhere. A couple Bills came down, and I played with a few on the Jets. So it's good to be down here with Daves and Joe, though.
All right, so give me a feel here, without giving away state secrets, obviously. You're coming down, you're Brian Dable, but he's not the OC. They bring Mike Kafka in. How much is identical to what you guys did in Buffalo, and how much new has been absorbed in from what Mike brought over from Kansas City?
I think it's a good combination of both. I mean, obviously the meat is probably in Buffalo, but there's some serious potatoes there in Kansas City. They have some great offenses, obviously led by Pat, Andy Reid, Mike. I mean, there's been a lot of good offensive minds over there. So it's kind of fun to learn new concepts, new ways of doing it, and Kafka has done a really good job installing it.
What has it been like working with him, trying to get this offense in?
It's been a lot of fun. Guys played quarterback in the NFL before. Obviously, that goes a long way. Was a good quarterback at Northwestern. And then having Shea Tierney in the quarterback room kind of running the meetings, and then Coach Kafka kind of installing the offensive plays has just been a good duo.
How has it helped having the OC as a guy that has played quarterback? You mentioned it's big. How is it big? How does it help?
I just think you can see it for the quarterback's eyes. You know, you have other coaches who have played maybe different positions or offensive line, receiver, et cetera. It's a little different perspective when you're calling plays for the quarterback through those eyes, and I think that goes a long way.
Now, the one thing I've noticed, at least watching practice, that I think is a little bit different, I feel like there's maybe a little bit more pre-snap motion here than what I saw that you guys did up in Buffalo? I know towards the end of the year last year with some of the design runs, you guys used a lot of pre-snap motion with that. But is that one of the new things that kind of got brought in from Kansas City, a lot of pre-snap stuff to get some misdirection?
Yeah, I think there'll be some shifting and motioning. I think we did a lot of it last year. Mm-hmm. If you're not trying to play fast, I think that's a good way to kind of keep defenses off balance and make them communicate a little bit more than normal and just lining up and playing it. So I think we're going to do a good combo of both.
Don't miss your chance to experience a premier hospitality experience watching Giants games and world-class concerts in 2022 as a Giants suite partner. Limited full-season locations are available or place a deposit for individual games. Call 888-NYG-1925 or visit giants.com/suites for more information. How would you describe this offense to Giant fans that are looking forward to seeing it on the field? What are some of the basic and prime concepts of it, and what are the things you guys are trying to accomplish?
I think every year it's evolved. So I think it's always adapting. It's never the same. Like, you're not going to see plays from 1980. You're going to see plays from this decade and continue to evolve. And it's always going to be a new play each and every week. You're going to see someone across college football or high school or middle school, and if Dave's and Kafka like it, they might throw it in next week. So it's always looking to improve, looking to adapt and adjust.
You talk about that flexibility and adding plays week to week. What kind of onus does that put on the players to be able to absorb new stuff week in, week out?
Yeah, part of our culture is having smart, tough, and dependable players. So that means learning new offense, learning new concepts, and going out there and execute it within the hour of learning it. So I think we have some smart guys around here, and we're going to continue to get better.
Now, a couple different wide receivers have been here, and they've explained how complicated the playbook can be, how it's very thick, and just based on a couple words or one word, you have to know three or four different things. So what's the process like as someone that's been through this and really learned it for the guys that are absorbing this offense for the first time and trying to translate it onto the field?
Yeah, I mean, I had to learn five NFL offenses in the first 3 years of the league. So this is my fourth year in this offense, so that's a positive. There's a lot of word association. There's a lot of memorization. That's every offense. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody has different ways of doing it. I like it this way the most. I think it can separate guys mentally and kind of see who's studying and who's getting in their playbook and who's executing out in the field and who isn't. So I think a lot of guys have done a really good job picking it up, working hard at it, and hopefully it translates into a good year.
How has it been working with Daniel and Tyrod to getting them on the same page? You know, you mentioned this is your fourth year in this offense. They're first. So how has it been trying to get them to the point where you are in terms of understanding what they're trying to do?
They've been working really hard. It's a great room. Tyrod, with his experience playing other places and learning multiple systems, he's been unbelievable. And then Daniel, you know, has been up and down when it comes to injuries. However, he's healthy right now, and I think he's going to have his best year. I'm a big believer in him, and he's one of the better quarterbacks I've ever worked with.
Really? Well, what is it about Daniel that's really impressed you?
I mean, I think who he is as a person, first of all. I mean, he works very, very hard. He can throw it. He can run. He's very athletic. I've had the pleasure to be around a lot of good quarterbacks, whether that be Baker Mayfield, Pat Mahomes, Eli Manning, Sam Darnold, Josh McCown, Josh Allen, Matt Barkley, Mitch Trubisky, a lot of good players, and he's one of them, so he's a good player.
How about you? What do you hope to bring to the Giants this year, and what kind of progress have you made since we last saw you here a few years ago?
I think being in the same offense for a while helps. I'm a little more athletic. I can run around maybe a little bit more than I did back then. Just kind of looking forward to working hard and trying to make the team and go from there.
So based on where this offense has to be when the season starts, what do you think has been the most important things you guys have accomplished here in the spring so you're ready to hit the ground running in the summer?
I think we're ahead of where we thought we were going to be.
Oh, that's good.
So I think just kind of installing, I think we've done through 8 or 9 installs, just kind of putting a lot on guys' plates and seeing how they react, and I think guys have done a good job with that.
Have you guys done some work on every play in the playbook yet?
Yeah, I think just the way they're installing it and the way we're trying to build this thing, I think we're at a really good pace, and I think training camp's going to be another huge step, and then once we get in the preseason, we'll have a pretty good idea of what we're going to be able to do.
I was talking to one of the wide receivers, and they brought up how maybe the route concepts aren't as, specific and pen to paper to field, how there's some more flexibility to read the DB and doing stuff. Are there more like option style routes in this where you can adjust what you're doing based on what the defense is showing you?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is you don't play football on paper. Like, you can draw straight lines and everything like that, but there's a corner there pressing you up and it's going to knock you off your straight line. So those lines and those playbooks are kind of misleading.
They're a starting point. How about that?
Yeah, I don't even know if it's that. I'm very, very against lines on paper. It's much better off just watching the tape and kind of seeing real-life football. So I think Dave's done a really good job of understanding that over the years, understanding that concepts and plays are not drawn on paper and trying to be flexible, but have rules within that.
And that's why concepts are so important. You think about concepts, right? So if they're showing you this, then you do that. And I go to imagine then, having the wide receivers and the quarterback on the same page has got to be just so important to make this thing work.
Yeah, that's when this offense has been at its best, is whenever those guys are working in unison. I think we're off to a good start.
Davis, good to see you, man.
Good, man.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah,
Davis Webb.
Appreciate you.
Great conversations. We thank the guys for joining us on this episode of the Giants Huddle Podcast. I'm John Schmuck. Remember to stay tuned, folks. Make sure you go back into the archive, find all the episodes. Really good insight from all these players. They give you a really good feel for what this Giants offensive and defensive systems are going to be and where the team is heading into training camp. I'm John Schmuck. Stay tuned to the Giants Huddle Podcast. We'll see you next time.